ఉన్నము మగవతే వాసురేవాయ ఓం నమో భాగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భాగవతే వాసుదేవాయ మీన్స్ I offer my respectful obeisances, my pranams, to the Supreme Personality who is everywhere. He's within and without. He's above, he's below, he's to the right, he's to the left. He's everywhere in all directions. So thank you for coming to our Sunday feast program of the Hare Krishna Temple. We're just going to talk a little bit tonight about, as Savas Prabhu has mentioned, the Bhagavad Gita. The Jayanti is coming up in 2 weeks. And we're going to discuss a little bit about Krishna's teachings in Bhagavad Gita, especially in relation to the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He came 500 years ago, and Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, as most of you know, or you will know by 2 weeks from today, Sarva Dharman Prityaja Mamekam Sharanam Braja. Give up everything and just surrender to me, Krishna said. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came 500 years ago with the Sankirtan mission. And he said the same thing, Jale Dako Tahe Kaha, Krishna Upadesh. Everywhere you go, everyone you meet, instruct them in the science of Krishna, the science of Bhagavad Gita, the science of Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna demanded that everyone surrender, give up everything and surrender. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process was a little more simple for us poor-hearted people of this Kali Yuga. Krishna said 5,000 years ago, Man mana bhava mad bhakto majaji mam namaskuru. Think of me, become my devotee, worship me, offer obeisances unto me, and in this way you'll come to me. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said the same thing. Bolo Krishna, Bhaje Krishna, Koro Krishna Shiksha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made it very simple. Bolo Krishna, chant Hare Krishna. Krishna is none different from his name. Bolo Krishna, Bhaje Krishna, worship Lord Krishna, Koro Krishna Shiksha. Study the teachings of Lord Krishna and give those teachings to others. But mainly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's business was chanting. He came and brought the Sankirtan mission. We are the Sankirtan movement. Chanting, dancing, feasting. We were listening to some preachers, and many preachers have the same philosophy, that if you have faith in God and you keep your mind very positive, and when you think, oh, I'm going to fail at this, or you think I'm not going to get that job, or you think I'm not going to get my car, those are the works of the devil. But the Lord wants you to think positively. I'm going to get that car. I'm going to get that new house. The recession will turn around. I was listening in shock, thinking that what does this have? Does Krishna care about the recession? Does Krishna care if I get a new house or a new car? Everyone's praying, give me a new house, give me a new car, give me money, please. Even Prabhupada tells one story that people are always praying, everyone's praying to meet their desires. And we think that God is our order supplier. So a householder is praying when he leaves the house, oh my Lord, please don't let anybody steal from me. And a thief comes along and he's praying, oh my Lord, don't let me get caught. And Prabhupada said, so Krishna's confused, what do I do? God's not like that, according to our understanding. God isn't the order supplier. If I think positively that everything's going to go nicely, and everything doesn't go nice, the Vedic literatures say that that's the Lord's special mercy. Just like Queen Kunti, greatest lady, Vaishnavi, Sadvi, great sadhu, saintly person, great Acharya, Queen Kunti, mother of the Pandavas, she prayed, let the calamities fall upon me again and again. She didn't pray, she didn't keep in her mind the positive thoughts that let me get a really, really nice house so we can live in. She got a house of shellac, if you know the Mahabharata. She wasn't praying that everything be simple. She prayed, let the calamities fall upon me again and again, because when we're in a calamitous condition, we're always thinking of God. We'll always keep our mind praying to God. Janma Aishvarya, she goes on to say, Shruta Shri Edamana Madakpuman. Sometimes when we have a great birth, like here in the United States of America, Aishvarya, we have wealth. Everyone has their little wealth or big wealth. Shruta, we have great learning, so-called. Shri, very beautiful. Everyone here, we can see everyone's very beautiful. Walk down the street. Maybe not in this side of town, but certain parts of town, everyone's very beautiful. No, this part of town too. Culver City, beautiful people, very beautiful people. Shruta Shri, Edamana Madakpuman. These qualities, actually, Queen Kunti prayed, they intoxicate us. We're not praying, let me be beautiful, let me get that new dress, or new suit coat, or new pants, and keep positive thoughts. That's not Kunti's prayer. She prays, let it all be taken away. Let us be put into difficulties again and again and again, because in that way we can remember your lotus feet, Lord Krishna. But if we're thinking, she says, of good birth, good wealth, good education, so-called, all of these material things, they tend to intoxicate us. Edamana madak puman. We become madha. We become intoxicated. And then, in an intoxicated condition, one cannot remember the lotus feet of the Lord. So Queen Kunti was praying. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also prayed to always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. These are two major principles of spiritual life. Not to always think positively about that new car, about that raise at work, or even keeping my job, but to always think of Krishna and to never forget Krishna, to think of Krishna's service in whatever condition. Gajendra the elephant was put into a precarious position within the water. He was attacked by a what do you call, crocodile? Alligator. Crocodile? Crocodile. I think there's a big difference. And the crocodile was chewing away at his limbs. But Gajendra utilized the opportunity. He took one flower in his trunk in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and he offered it with great love and devotion to the Supreme Lord. In so many instances. Therefore, the devotee prays. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us to pray, Krishna, 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 hey. Means, translated in English, oh my God, 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 help. That's the translation, isn't it, scholar? So, this is the prayer of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the prayer of Queen Kunti. This should be in our mind. Oh my God, 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 help. At all times, we're in precarious condition. Here, you drive down the street in Los Angeles, and it's precarious. Something could happen at any moment. People are screaming out mantras that we can't repeat in an assembly of saints and sadhus and sadhvis. And we chant mantras back to them. Krishna, hey! People are making their mudras that we can't show in front of the deities, saintly people. And we're giving them the mudra. Of course, if you're driving the car, maybe you should be the passenger, or there should be someone holding the wheel before you try the Matsya mudra, because it requires two hands. Or you can give the Om mudra. So this is how we fill up our consciousness, not with just positive thoughts of this material world, that yes, I'm going to enjoy. The Lord loves me so much that He's going to give me a lot of really nice presents for Christmas. That's one type of devotion. But another type of devotion is, let me think of the Lord constantly. Let me pray constantly, no matter what condition of life. I may be poor, I may be rich. I may not be able to tell which is which. There's a song that was written. I didn't write it. It was a poem. But we take shelter of those holy names in any condition of life. So let's try to chant together this powerful mantra and keep it within and without. Krishna, 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 hey. Please repeat after me. Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, hey. Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, hey. Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rakshama, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rakshama, Krishna Kesava, Krishna Kesava, Krishna Kesava, Pahima, Krishna Kesava, Krishna Kesava, Krishna Kesava, Pahima, ah, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Ah Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rakshama, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rakshama, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Pahima, Krishna, 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 Pahi Maham. Krishna, 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 Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Gaur Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Nithai Gaur Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Gaur Hari Bo. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us, Bolo Krishna, Bhaje Krishna, Karo Krishna Shiksha. Chant, dance, study the Vedas, teach the Vedas, eat prasadam. What a wonderful philosophy and way of life. He didn't teach us, keep your mind very positive and pray for sunshine. Sunshine or rain, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not mind. If it rained, he went out with his Sankirtan party and was very Krishna conscious, being Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And if it was sunshine, the party went out. So as followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we go out, rain or shine. We serve Krishna, rain or shine. We remember Krishna, rain or shine. We chant, rain or shine. And know for a fact, there'll always be nice prasadam waiting for you. There'll always be association with the devotees. This is the wealth. There'll always be nice congregational chanting of the holy names. There'll always be Srila Prabhupada's books to be able to study and become absorbed in. This is the real wealth. Our wealth isn't in something mundane. I had a very nice practical example. We had a very nice minivan fairly modern, looked pretty good. You probably saw it parked across the street for so many years. Last 5, 6 years. No, 3 years. And one night, it was stolen away. Hari. Krishna's another name is Hari. He takes everything away. Not like the God of some who they hope gives everything. Our Lord and Master takes everything away. Mundane. And I was thinking, for some time I was more or less lamenting, thinking, now what do I do? I thought I was using this in Krishna's service. But I remained patient and Krishna made a better arrangement. We don't know what Krishna's plan is. Sometimes he'll do something and we'll think, oh my God, this was taken away from me, or I lost this job, or this situation is very distressful that I was put into. But we don't know what the Lord's plan is. Just like there's that story Srila Prabhupada tells, that there was a king. He went on a hunting expedition. He took his, what do they call it, jester? His court jester with him. Right in the beginning of the expedition, the king's horse bucked him because there was a snake on the road. King fell, and the snake bit him. This jester had the habit of always saying, Ram's mercy, Ram's mercy. Everything is always Ram's mercy. So as soon as the king fell and was bit by the snake, the gesture was, oh, Ram's mercy, Ram's mercy. They immediately took the king because the venom was getting ready to spread. And they had to remove one of his digits. One of the digits from his hand. As they, other men in the party, were removing the digit of the king, the gesture was calling out, Ram's mercy, Ram's mercy, Ram's mercy. King got really ticked off. Had this guy arrested and sent off to the dungeons. This was a long time ago. I'm not sure what part of India, but a long time ago. As the jester was being arrested and shackled and taken off to the dungeons, he was chanting out, Ram's mercy, Ram's mercy, Ram's mercy. So the king got back and went, continued his expedition. He was a Kshatriya. And as he was going along the road, they were captured by dacoits, who happened to be worshippers of Kali. In those days, these particular type of worshippers would make human sacrifices, the story goes. So they prepared the king for the human sacrifice. They put him in all white clothing and they got him prepared. But as they were getting ready to sacrifice him to the goddess, they noticed he only had 9 digits. So they had to let him go because he was impure. He was not a proper candidate for making the offering. So he immediately ran back to his kingdom. He went to the jester, let him out of the prison, and said, you were right, it was Ram's mercy. It was definitely Ram's mercy, because if I would have had my 10 digits, I would have lost my life. And he said, but why were you crying out, Ram's mercy, Ram's mercy, after I made a great offense and had you arrested? And the jester held up his hands and showed, because I have 10 digits. So that you sent me back to the prison, that was Ram's mercy, because they would have liked me as the sacrifice. So we never know. We never know what is Krishna's plan. He may put us in this situation, that situation. We can never be sure what's Krishna's plan. But we have to keep serving Krishna. We have to keep chanting Krishna and loving Krishna. That's our business. That's our business. And if we associate with those who are trained and training in that understanding, then we too become uplifted. We too become lovers of Krishna. Just like many of you come every Sunday or all the time and worship the deities, chant with the devotees, eat Krishna prasadam. These are austerities, according to the Vedic literature, but austerity is the real wealth. Our wealth isn't measured by how much we have in the Bank of America, because next week there may not be a Bank of America. And everyone's saying, well, don't worry, because it's government insured. It's not against the principles of nature for the government to say, well, we had to cancel your insurance. We have so much faith in this material world. We see today, I think they announced that 5 more banks closed last week, which brought the total to, it was an astronomical amount of banks that have closed. But we're trusting, yes, pray to God, and I'll get more money in the bank. Or keep positive. Actually, the preaching is, keep the thoughts very positive so that money will go in the bank. We had that experience. We were in St. Louis. And somehow our bank account number was very similar to a governmental office of the Israeli bank or some Israeli government office in St. Louis. And one day we went to the bank to put in our $170 deposit for the temple, Hare Krishna temple there. I was doing the treasury work, managing the temple there. And they gave the receipt that someone had just put in your account $28,000. It's a true story. I was elated, but I tried to keep it to myself because I was trying to think, who could have possibly known our account number, which I don't give out to members? How did that money? And I just thought, well, just don't say anything and everything will be fine. So the next day or 2 days later, they called up and said, Carmi name, there's been a terrible mistake. And the government offices of Israel, we put their deposit into your ISKCON account. And I said, well, what am I supposed to do? They said, well, you have to come down here and sign the papers that the money go out of your account and back into their account. And I was thinking, you know, Ram's mercy, Ram's mercy. So I asked the banking lady, I said, well, don't take this very serious, but what if I refuse? And she said, well, you probably get sued by the bank and by the Israeli whatever. I said, you think they'll sue for $28,000? She said, yeah. So I said, do I get a toaster or a herbal tea cup, herbal tea maker for bringing back, signing up? She said, no, but we'll think very highly of you. So we went and signed the money back. But point being is, you never know. Things can come your way. Things can be taken away. That's the nature of this world. And Krishna doesn't care if you have or don't have. Sometimes he'll play with us. So you can have. Well, no, now you can't have. Isn't it? I think he knows. Krishna gives and, how do they say, the Lord giveth and taketh away. But he's not interested in the haves or the have-nots. He's interested in how much love that we're giving to him, how much we're sacrificing for him, how much we're thinking of him, how much we're chanting, Bolo Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Koro Krishna Shiksha, how much we're absorbed in him. And when we are, Krishna is very pleased and he gives us the opportunity to serve. Maybe with no opulence, maybe with little opulence. But he gives us the opportunity to serve and to love him more and to chant more. The object of chanting, O my Lord, O energy of the Lord, engage me in your service, is the translation Srila Prabhupada gives to the Hare Krishna mantra. And the reward for chanting is more chanting. The opportunity to be able to chant more and keep Krishna within the consciousness. The material world is endlessly mutable. One can fill the mind with so many sports figures and so many actresses and actors and so much drama of this material world. But Krishna wants us, and goal of this human form of life is to fill the consciousness up with Krishna. So let us chant the Hare Krishna mantra. And then we have, I think, a huge feast, which is also very spiritual. It's a big sacrifice, I know. Sabji with curd, rice, halva, pakoras. But someone has to do it, and you've all been chosen for the sacrifice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Gaura Hare Bol, oh, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So before we go and take prasadam, does anyone have any question or comment or something to add? Or personal realization. Okay, let's eat. Let's honor prasadam. in the name of Lord Krishna. Thank you very much. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Thank you very much. You want to go out sometime?